This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan Carlos Jimenez. Date of birth is January the 20th, 1964. Case ID number is 573-9567. Date of exam, May the 4th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. An RGV adult and internal medicine report dated 2/15/23, and a medical record report from Dr. Mark Morales dated 2/9/2021. Identifying information, this is a 59-year-old married male with 4 grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of coronary artery disease with coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, right shoulder rotator cuff tear in 2007, comma, and total knee replacement of the left knee. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2022, where he worked at Magic Valley Electric Company as a technician for 29 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is also retired. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one. History of coronary artery disease with coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3, comma. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, osteoarthritis. Number 4, rotator cuff tear with surgery in 2007 of the right shoulder. Number 5, left knee total knee replacement. History of allegations. Number 1, coronary artery disease with coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3. The claimant states that in 2021, he presented himself to Valley Baptist Hospital, where he was hospitalized for 4 days, secondary to having chest pain. He was later diagnosed with severe coronary artery disease with blockage and an aorta coronary bypass graft surgery was performed on January the 21st, 2021. He states the character of the pain was a pain located on the top part of his shoulders and his upper chest area. It did not radiate to any other place of his body. He states he had the pain for 2 days before he went to the hospital. Since the surgery, he has no longer had any chest pain. He does occasionally get mild shortness of breath, but the pain is not precipitated by resting or food intake. The claimant is presently not on nitroglycerin tablets, and he states that he no longer has the chest pain. His symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, occasional palpitations, comma, and diaphoresis when he did have the chest pain, and some mild dizziness. He denies any nausea or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, smoking, comma, and high cholesterol. He denies having diabetes mellitus. The claimant also denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, gastritis, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. Chondritis. He does suffer from shortness of breath and has to sleep and doesn't sleep with any pillows at night. He was diagnosed with severe coronary artery disease with a coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3 and a aorta coronary bypass graft placement. His condition is much better at this time, and he appears to be stable. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1998, he was diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, headaches, comma, or blurred vision. The claimant has had in-organ damage of coronary artery disease, but denies any myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. He does occasionally get syncopal episodes. His blood pressure at this visit was 162 over 99 mmHg, and the claimant states that he suffers from white coat syndrome, stating that every time he goes to a medical office, his blood pressure goes up. Allegation number three, osteoarthritis. And number four, right shoulder rotator cuff tear with surgery in 2007, and left knee total knee replacement. The claimant states that in 2007, he started to develop osteoarthritis. Since that time, he has had problems with his right shoulder and especially his knee area. He has been diagnosed with osteoarthritis by x-rays and has had a total knee replacement performed in 2019 for his right knee, secondary to meniscal problems and degenerative joint disease. The claimant also had an accident where he injured his right shoulder and had to have a right shoulder rotator cuff repair in 2007. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels daily. He has had steroid injections placed in his knee. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His physician is Dr. Lares, L-A-R-E-S, and he does take a leave 220 milligrams Q-week. PRN is needed for pain, which does give him relief. The only other physical activity he does is walking in the park. Family history. His father committed suicide, and his mother died at the age of 35 from childbirth. Medications, metoprolol, succinic, 50 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, losartan, potassium, 50 milligrams QD, tadalafil, which is Viagra, 20 milligrams PRN as needed for sexual dysfunction. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, mild right hypocousis, comma, mild obesity, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, history of left knee total replacement in 2019, comma, right shoulder rotator cuff tear repair in 2007, comma, history of coronary artery disease, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, history of coronary artery bygraft surgery times three with a aortal coronary bypass graft placement on January the 21st, 2021. Social history, the claimant has a history of smoking two packs of cigarettes per day for 10 years. He states he quit 25 years ago. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 3 beers every weekend for 35 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 199 pounds, height 5 feet 8 and a half inches tall, BP 162 over 99 mmHg, heart rate 60 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 30. General, this is a 59-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? After the last sentence, there is a 19-centimeter mid-chest scar where an aorta coronary bigraft surgery was performed and coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3 also performed, which appears to be well healed. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? There is a 20 centimeter left vertical scar of the knee where a total knee replacement was performed. The claimant also has a 6 centimeter right shoulder scar where a rotator cuff repair was performed. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The second paragraph after the last sentence. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant does have a left knee knocking sensation with range of motion. Could you drop down to after neurological exam on the last page? X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the left knee and also of the right shoulder. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment except for some mild shortness of breath secondary to mild heart disease, which has been corrected with surgery. Probable diagnoses. Number one, history of coronary artery disease with coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3 with a aortal coronary bypass graft. Dash, confirmed with medical records and physical examination. The claimant appears to be doing well at this time. Number two, hypertension. Dash, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 162 over 99 mmHg, which is borderline high. The claimant states that he does suffer from white coat syndrome. Number three, osteoarthritis. Dash, confirm with medical records and physical examination. He has had a total knee replacement of the left knee, which appears to be well healed. Number four, right shoulder rotator cuff tear with surgery in 2007. Confirmed with physical examination. Normal ranges of motion noted. Number five, left knee replacement. Confirmed with physical examination and medical records. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan Carlos Jimenez.